Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 7:08. We're going to top out today at 32. It's going to be a little cloudy. Let's see. We got Chingy tickets giveaway.
Yes, sir, we do.
Okay. We'll give those away this hour. Promise?
Yeah.
Totally.
Remind you.
I totally promise.
Okay.
Quit badgering me.
I wasn't. Okay. I wasn't.
Well, speaking of banning things.
What?
Well, it's, you know.
Badgering, banning.
No, I wasn't segueing from that. That was just me being silly.
Oh, okay.
You know, because they're talking about banning guns and this, that, and the other thing. Well, there are some foods that are banned in other countries, but are not banned here in our own country.
Okay.
One of them is yellow dye number 5.
I've never heard of it before.
It's in everything.
Oh,
cake,
okay.
Candy, macaroni and cheese, sports drinks, pop, pet food, cheese, just to name a few. It's been banned in a lot of countries in Europe because it's made from something called coal tar.
Coal tar.
They use coal tar to make floor sealant. Blue number 1 and 2 and yellow number 6 have also been banned in other countries.
All right.
So, next time you have something with yellow dye number 5, it's got coal tar in it.
Coal tar.
Yeah. Olestra. Remember Olestra?
Olestra.
I don't think it's used a whole lot anymore. England and Canada both banned it. Olestra was the stuff that was in the Wow chips.
Oh, yeah. I remember now.
You remember that side effect that they had to put on the label?
Trying to recall what it was.
Leakage?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Leakage to the Hershey Highway it would cause.
That's because that was very descriptive.
It was fat that the body couldn't break down. So it caused that little problem.
That's gross.
Brominated vegetable oil is not banned in the U.S., also known as BVO. It has been banned in over 100 countries. It's in a lot of sports drinks and fruit-flavored sodas. It's what keeps the artificial flavoring from floating to the top so you don't have to shake it up before you drink it, which, if it was a fruity soda, that would.
Yeah.
Researchers say it causes thyroid issues, autoimmune disease, and cancer. And the main ingredient is bromine, which is linked to birth defects, growth problems, schizophrenia, and hearing loss.
Wow.
Okay, here's a big one. Azodicarbonamide.
Okay.
Let me try it again. Azodicarbonamide. Anyway, it's a chemical used to bleach flour.
Oh.
So companies don't have to wait a week for the flour to whiten naturally.
Mm-hmm.
They also use it in frozen dinners. It's been linked to asthma. And then arsenic.
Oh. Uh-huh.
The FDA allows farmers to use it in chicken feed to promote growth and fight off parasites.
Isn't that a poison?
Yeah, it is. It also makes the chicken's skin more pink, which means the meat looks fresher longer. The drug company Pfizer stopped selling it in July, and earlier this month, Maryland became the first state to ban it, but it's been banned in Europe since 1999. I'm no scientist, but how do the chickens not die?
That's what I'm like sitting here.
Are they just giving them enough that it doesn't kill them?
Weird.
I know.
I'm sitting here shaking my head going, what?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to my arsenic salad sandwich.
Yummy.
On an 11-inch foot long later on today. Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 7:22. We got Chingy tickets to give away here coming up very, very soon. Also, you've got until, is it Sunday night at midnight, I believe? I think so. The wedding weekend giveaway, if you are a bride-to-be, you can get signed up for the wedding weekend giveaway. It's on our website, hot1047.com. You can win a night stay at the Grand Falls Casino Hotel, and then the
Spa
wedding weekend
services.
Showcase is the next day. You'll get tickets to that. Yeah, the whole bunch of stuff. All the details, and get yourself signed up at hot1047.com. Internet quote of the day, Mel, is... Oh, good.
The best part about being a procrastinator is you'll always have something to do tomorrow.
The quote of the day is just going to be kind of a fail all day for you, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
In one way or another.
Yeah.
What happened to printing it out?
I was going to, and then I started reading about all this gun stuff, and I forgot to print it out.
Fantastic news if you want to get rid of cellulite.
Soul, what?
I mispronounced it. Oh. Cellulite.
I was like, is that something new that I'm not aware of?
Cellulite. It's cellulite that you
get your soul?
No, on the bottom of your feet.
Oh, okay.
It's caused by the soles of your shoes.
I was like, what is cellulite?
It's a made-up word because Andy couldn't speak.
It's okay. That happens to me all the time. So,
this month there's a new line of Wrangler jeans hitting stores.
Oh yay!
They're called Wrangler. Denim Spa Therapy for Legs.
Wrangler butts drive me nuts.
Oh
god! When was the last time you heard that one?
Oh,
huh?
It's been a minute or two. yes, these jeans actually fight cellulite.
How?
According to Wrangler, the jeans are, quote, infused with a moisturizing and slimming ingredients like algae extracts, retinol, and caffeine. These jeans have caffeine in them.
There's so many naughty jokes I was thinking of there, but I'm going to.
They say after 4 weeks of wearing the jeans for 5 days a week, 69% of women said their thighs looked slimmer and less marbled.
Marbled thighs. Okay. So if you wash them, wouldn't some of that stuff come out?
Probably. Well, you're not really supposed to wash your jeans.
Not that often.
A ton, but
yeah.
That is a downside of it. It only lasts for 4 to 6 washes.
And
you can still wear the jeans, but
5 days a week?
Then they'll just be regular old jeans, not magic jeans. By the way, they cost $135 a pair.
Magic jeans. I kind of want to get a pair just to try.
Yeah, well,
I wonder if they're skinny jeans.
Well, at least they're. At least if you're going to drop $135 on a pair of jeans, at least they're actually allegedly going to do something more for you than just be on your body.
Right.
You know?
They're skinny jeans.
That was really not that funny.
It was to me. It was to me.
What did I say about laughing at your own jokes?
I know. I couldn't help it. It was funny to me.
It.
I tried not to laugh at my
really
own joke there. I did try.
Funny.
I did try. But it was funny.
Sorry about that.
It was funny.
Anyway.
It was totally funny.
Let's give away some Chingy tickets.
Okay. Great idea.
I wonder if he wears skinny jeans.
Maybe.
361.
I'll ask him on Friday.
5557. Caller 10, you have got yourself a pair of tickets. Go see Chingy tomorrow night at the Vault. 361-5557. Good luck. 726, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 740. We got to give you a number. I almost forgot about that.
We do.
Ooh, that was close. It was really close. The number today is 12. Know all three numbers tomorrow? Hey, what do you know? We got all three numbers out this week. Know all three tomorrow, and you will win a $50 party tab to the Vault, which tomorrow night you could use that party tab when you go to Chingy.
I'm all sold out.
Pert near.
Mm-hmm.
You think Chingy ever uses the word pert near?
I think he probably does.
Ask him that tomorrow.
You want me to? I'll write
I would
it on
like
my
you
list.
To ask him, are you fond of using the nonsensical word pertineer?
How do you spell pertineer?
P-E-R-T-N-E-E-R. Pertineer.
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 You really want me to ask that question?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I do really want you to ask
you
that
You really
question.
Do?
I really do. Okay, so.
He's not from the South. Well, kind of. St. Louis, but. And that's like.
I wouldn't call that the South.
Yeah.
Pertineer isn't necessarily an exclusively Southern thing.
You don't think so?
No,
I think it is.
I picked it up from a guy from Minnesota.
Oh, pertineer. Okay.
So, yesterday, big story. Of course, the Manti Te'o thing is weird. He allegedly never had this girlfriend to begin with. Now he's saying that he had the
internet.
It was an internet hoax. Thing he thought this was a girlfriend, and that was a weird story that kind of popped up late yesterday.
It really is weird.
From deadspin.com got that story. The other big one that is everywhere is, and we have not really dove into it, mostly because I wanted there to actually be something to talk about, not just a bunch of fear and paranoia and media speculation, which until yesterday that's really all there has been,
right,
when it comes to gun control. So And a friend of mine the other day, whose name will remain nameless because they kind of felt stupid asking the question, and I thought the question was kind of stupid to begin with. This person asked me, what exactly are assault weapons? I don't really get it. And they've never been around guns in their life. They have no idea whatsoever. And so I wrote basically kind of an explanation, because there's probably other people like that too. It's on our website, hot1047.com, that kind of explains what the literal definitions are and what the definition from the ban was and things like that, just to give you an idea of what it is. Basically, they want to ban scary-looking, military-looking weapons that are not actually military.
Right.
So
the ones that just look scary, pretty much.
Yeah. They look like the same guns that the Army and Marines and Navy SEALs carry. So they're basically... And the funny thing is, the features that make up the definition in the old assault weapons ban in the 90s were, with the exception of grenade launchers... we're completely cosmetic. If your gun had a grenade launcher, it was banned.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah, I'm glad they took that step.
Yeah. Because there's so many.
But
of
it was
those
like the if it has a pistol grip, that's a bad thing. If it has a flash suppressor, which just keeps the fire coming out the end of the gun reduced.
Mm-hmm.
And if the stock, the part you put against your shoulder, could be collapsed, then that was those were the other things. But anyway. Okay, so here is basically the things that Obama, in case you were under a rock yesterday and didn't hear it, here's what he laid out.
We will make sure mental health professionals know their options for reporting threats of violence. Congress should restore a ban on military-style assault weapons and a 10-round limit for magazines. If you want to buy a gun, you should at least have to show you are not a felon or somebody legally prohibited from buying one.
Now, the thing I think most people are not afraid to pass, there's still hardcore extreme people who are like, we shouldn't have to have background check anyway. I am fine with background checks.
Me too.
I think they're way too lax. I was talking to a guy on Twitter yesterday, a little discussion about it afterwards, that he's like, someone correct me if I'm wrong, aren't there already background checks? Yes, but only, pretty much only FFL dealers have to conduct, you know, like gun stores in town here where you go into a store and you buy a gun. They run a NICS check on you, and that's it. If you go to a gun show or sell one privately, there is no check whatsoever.
See, now I've always said that there should be some sort of check that way.
I don't have a problem with that at all.
I really think that there should be. I don't think that it's right that they can just sell them that way and not have some sort of background check.
And I don't think they'll have much trouble getting that through Congress at all.
My question would be is how are you going to regulate
the private sales? That is a little tougher. I don't know how. I don't have the answer to that question,
right.
But that is a valid question. As far as gun shows,
that's easy.
That's easy.
Yeah.
If you're going to have a gun show, you have to have someone running background checks.
Mm-hmm.
On every,
which means you have to have an FFL license to sell them, I would guess.
Well, no, because you can like sell your gun. You can privately sell the trade and swap shows. Not all gun shows are just, you know, dealers that go out and sell their guns.
Right. No, I know that.
But
if they have, I'm not sure on this. I'd have to double check. But I think if you have to have a NICS check done, I think you have to be an FFL holder.
Well, yeah, now you do.
Right.
But this would change that.
Right. That's what I was saying.
Yeah. So
that would be the deal. They would have to get an FFL license if
they were going to sell them at one
of those shows?
No. They would just open up NICS checks to more people.
Okay.
That's all it would do. Anyway.
Okay.
Some of the other things... I'm confused too. I don't get what you're getting at.
I'll explain it later.
Okay. Yeah, there's some other laws that have been brought up here in the state. Oh, by the way, I got a email press release a couple days ago. There's going to be a rally at the state capitol on Saturday at noon. Guns Across America. It's a nationwide peaceful Second Amendment rally. It's going to be held at the state capitol starting at noon in Pierre, and being sponsored by South Dakota Open Carry. So there's that. And then there was a law you were just telling me about you found online. What was that?
Yeah. The
proposed law.
South Dakota proposed law regarding having somebody armed at schools. And so I've been reading on that. And oh, crap. I think I closed down that article. But it's pretty much saying that they're going to allow one person in the school to be armed at all times. And so it does. It wouldn't be several different people or whatever, but that's going up for a state law type thing to allow.
If so long as the schools have their own choice, sure.
And I think that's something that they're going to put in there, that the choice of the school. Yeah. Like there's a lot of schools that already have a police presence, but they're saying that it would help block lawsuits and that kind of stuff.
On the story I posted at hot1047.com about what are assault weapons, there is a poll question at the bottom of that. About which parts of the proposal are you in favor of? I just got a text message that says I'm not really against his proposal, meaning Obama. If you follow the laws, you should be able to buy a handgun or hunting rifle. But then they ended it with no one needs assault weapons. I own one of these so-called assault weapons. I have what is commonly known as an AR-15.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister even asked me the question, well, what do you need that for? What do you need it for? Is the question I keep getting asked.
That question does come up a lot.
I will answer that question. And phones are already ringing, too. We'll also take some calls. 361-5557, email or text am at hot1047.com. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 758. We're finally talking about a hot button we've actually had requested in the past.
Yeah.
But wanted to wait until there was concrete, you know, something on the table before we even started with it. And if you are... if you are totally in favor of Obama's gun control, you want the assault weapons ban, I still want you to call in. We are not going to berate you. We do disagree with you, but I still want to hear what you have to say.
I will try to bite my tongue.
I'll just shut Mel's microphone off and so you can say your thing. We probably won't agree with you, but I understand where those people are coming from also. So anyway, Samantha is on the phone. How are you, Samantha?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Well, I was just thinking about the sale of guns. The only way you're going to be able to deal with the private selling is to make it illegal unless you're a broker, almost like
or,
a third-party vendor.
Well, that's a good point, Samantha. Kind of like if you buy a gun online,
mm-hmm.
it has to be sent to an FFL dealer.
Exactly.
And then... then
the
they process the transaction and mm-hmm. like
right.
if you take it to a gun shop, it's somewhere between $20 and $40.
$35.
But depends on the store; they're all different. But
oh,
it's not a standard fee. But it's whatever the gun store, whatever the dealer chooses
Series
to
is
charge.
$35. Yeah.
So
yep.
yeah, no, that's
almost like you know, like a commission based sale. You know, what I mean, like the third party vendor would get a commission of the sale, but
yeah,
the owner would get majority of it, and that would be the only way to really regulate it and make sure that it's going to somebody that's not a felon or, you know.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Thank you for the call, Samantha.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Along the lines of the background checks, which I think is the thing even gun owners are totally okay with because it just makes sense. I got a text here from somebody that said, I bought a gun at a gun show last year and they did do a background check here in Sioux Falls. I'm guessing you bought it from an FFL dealer at a gun show.
Probably, because
They have that yep. federal firearms license. That's what FFL means.
Yep.
And they would definitely have to still run the check on it. We're out of time. I'll get to more calls. I promise. I also said I was going to answer that question on why do you need a AR-15 for. I will answer that, I promise, next. It's 8 o'clock, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7.com.